listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. You just got done listening to the Wireless World Wrap-Up Show. The Dort College defenders losing to Morningside in women's basketball by a final score of 81-66. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR, 88.5 FM. Let's shift gears now and get into the men's contest. The Dort College defenders, 10-3 in the conference, 19-3 overall, taking on a Morningside team that is 7-6 in the conference and 12-10 overall. Taking a close, well, let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma first of all, and then we'll get into looking closer at the Morningside Mustangs and the Dort College defenders. First item of business we talked about with Coach Ross Dalma was the fact that his team was taking on a squad that's been pretty good at home as of late, even though they're coming off of two road losses. Prior to that, they played pretty well at home as this Morningside Mustang team.
Yeah, Mike, they're very good there. And, you know, we know from them having had a tough week last week, much like us, that they're going to be really trying to set things straight. And we know they're going to be at their best. And we really expect this to be a very physical contest tonight.
Taking on a Morningside team that a couple of weeks ago beat Concordia by some 30 points or close to it, and then they turned around and played a tough schedule, got beat by Northwestern at Northwestern, got beat by Doan at Doan. So they're returning home and, as you said, trying to set things straight. What do you do in preparation for this contest? What have you spent your time on the last 2 days in practice?
You know, coming off our loss on Saturday where we didn't play very well, we really focused more on ourselves here on Monday and Tuesday. You know, we just simply need to get back to trying to do the things that we, you know, had been doing that were making us successful early. And we understand, too, that when you play 30 games in a year, you're not going to be at your best every game. And even good teams are going to lose. I mean, that's been proven at all levels of college basketball already this year. But if you're going to get beat, you want to at least get beat playing your best. And tonight we certainly want to come out and play our best. And with that said, I mean, we might play an excellent game tonight and still get beat. But I think, you know, the onus is on us to at least play as well as we possibly can.
What are some specific things that you want to see that you're going to be looking for that are going to tell you whether you're playing your best or not?
Well, transition defense is going to be one. I thought we gave up a lot of easy baskets to Nebraska Wesleyan. And the other is just our overall intensity and communication on the defensive end. I thought there was a drop-off, significant drop-off, from last Wednesday to last Saturday. And we'd really like to see that pick up again.
Morningside, the strengths seems to be in their guard court. You were able to hold their posts in check at least the last time you played. Is that an accurate depiction of this team, or do they have more things that can hurt you?
You know, that's right. They have some very good perimeter players, and you know, they have two good post players as well. They're a team that has a lot of good senior players. And you get this time of year and having senior players who really understand that the end is near for them, they really bring a degree of urgency and desperation to the team. And you know, we trust that our young kids, our sophomores and juniors, understand, though, that they have a great opportunity in front of them and that we don't want to squander things. But getting back to Morningside, Danny Redeem is a very good player for them. He prepped at Sioux City North. He's a sophomore, just having an outstanding year. Garth Hamilton in the post for them has been a mainstay for them for several years. Brian Borchers from Lamar's is also a senior on that team. And there's a number of other kids, too, and I don't mean to leave anybody out, but they're a well-balanced, tough-nosed team, and they're very good inside their gym, and we're going to have to play very well tonight to win.
That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about his Dort College defenders preparing for the Morningside Mustangs, and as the coach said, could play really well tonight, and you go into a hostile environment, you just never know what's going to happen, and make no mistake about it, this will be a difficult task for the Dort College defenders, taking on a Morningside team that is 12-10 right now. They beat Concordia 80-54 back on January 14. Their two most recent losses have come by 10 points each to Northwestern and Doan on the road. Let's pause now for our national anthem.
Twilight's last gleaming, whose whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back to looking at the matchup between these two teams. Morningside is 6-2 in games played here at Alley Gym, 5-1 in league games played at the Rosen-Verdorn Sports Complex. Morningside scoring 78.5 points per game. Opponents are scoring 72.4. The Mustangs make 45.4% of their shots. Opponents are making 44.2. Mustangs also convert 34.7% of their three-point shots and are getting out rebounded 36.5 to 35.4. Morningside makes up for that deficiency by turning the ball over just 14 times a game. Opponents are turning it over 17 times per contest. Danny Rudine, who Coach Ross Dalma mentioned in the pregame show, is averaging a team-high 15.4 points per game and has made 39 of 95 three-point shots this season. He gets to 4.7 rebounds per contest. Garth Hamilton scoring 12.5 points per outing with 7.4 rebounds. Brian Borchers is scoring 12.3 points per game with 5.2 rebounds per contest. Kevin Zaz completes the double-digit scores with a 10.1 average. Storm Throne comes off of the bench for 9.2 points per game. Trent Miller leads the team with over 5 assists per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they're 19-3 this season, 10-3 in the conference. Losses are to Briarcliff by 5, Midland by 5, and Nebraska Wesleyan by 11 on Saturday. The Defenders started the season with a 15-game winning streak. Dort College is scoring 83.8 points per game, allowing 71.1 points per contest. The Defenders are out rebounding teams 38.2 to 29.7, and they make 52.4% of their field goals while allowing 43.3% for opponents. Trevor Walterstorff scores 16.3 points per game and is grabbing 4.5 rebounds with 21 steals. Jordan Vogel scoring 13.1 points per game and takes in 6.5 rebounds per contest. Cliff Horner tops the team with 103 assists in 22 games. He has 12.4 points per game and shares team honors with Kyle Lindberg in steals with 33. Austin Kachi is good for 11 points per game and along with Warner is a three-point threat. Kachi has made 37 of 89 three-point shots. Warner is 52 for 118. Chris Sievers is coming off of the bench for 10.1 points per game, 4.3 rebounds. Lindberg is scoring 9.6 points per game, takes down 7.9 rebounds per outing. That's tops on the team. Tyler Walterstorff and Sean Kaiser are coming off of the bench for 4.8 and 4.2 points per game, respectively. The Defender men trailed most of the game with Nebraska Wesleyan falling 95-84 on Saturday. Defenders were down at halftime 51-45. Wesleyan made 63.8% of their field goals, including 8 of 12 three-pointers. Dort had 5 players in double figures, led by Jordan Vogel with 16. Cliff Warner added 13 with 3 assists. Kachi and Trevor Walterstorff and Lindberg all had 12 points each. Morningside men were down 45-35 at halftime, were unable to come back against Doan in Crete on Saturday, losing 85-75. Danny Rudine had 23 in the loss with 5 rebounds and 2 assists. Joel Haveman came off of the bench for 10 points. Brian Borchers and Storm Throne each had 9 points. Doan was 31 of 59 from the floor, 13 of 25 on 3-pointers. Morningside was 9 of 30 from behind the arc. Morningside had a 37-32 rebounding advantage. The Defender men trail the series with Morningside 16-10. They won the meeting at the DeWitt Gymnasium on December 14 by an 85-74 margin. Door was up 41-30 at halftime. They held the Mustangs off in the second half. Cliff Warner had 22 points with 5 assists and 5 rebounds. Chris Severs and Jordan Vogel had 17 and 16 points respectively, with Kyle Lindberg scoring 10 to go with 16 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 block shots, and 3 steals. Morningside was led by Danny Rudine with 21 points. Kevin Zoss had 16 in the loss. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the respective teams this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. Morningside, 7-6, 12-10 overall. They will start Danny Rudine, a 6'3 sophomore from Sioux City, averaging 15.4 points per ballgame. Brian Borchers is a 6'5 senior from Lamars, Iowa, by way of Bemidji State University. 12.3 points per game average is what he brings into today's contest. Trent Miller is a 6'1 junior from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 6 points per game. Kevin Zaz is a 6'1 senior from Murdoch, Nebraska. He's averaging 10.1 points per game. Number 50 is Garth Hamilton, a 6'7 senior from Lincoln, Nebraska. He is averaging 12.5 points per contest. For Morningside, again, and Coach Jim Sykes, it'll be Rudine, Borchers, Miller, Zaz, and Hamilton. For the defenders, they will start number 11, Cliff Warner, a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, by way of the University of South Dakota, 12.4 points per contest. Number 21 is Austin Kachi. Kachi is a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, averaging 11 points per game. Trevor Waltersdorf is a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 16.3 points per contest. Number 31 is Kyle Lindberg. He's averaging 9.6 points per game. He's a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida. And rounding out the starting lineup for the defenders will be number 43, Jordan Vogel, a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 13.1 points per game. For Coach Ross Dalma, again, it'll be Warner, Kachi, Trevor Waltersdorf, Kyle Lindberg, and Jordan Vogel. Let's take one more break and be back with the opening tip of tonight's men's college basketball game right after this. Dort College in the road black jerseys, white numbers trimmed in yellow. Mustangs in their home whites, maroon numbers and lettering trimmed out in black. Opening tap is up and controlled by the Mustangs, and the Dort College defenders will play defense as we start this evening's second half of a doubleheader. Pass goes upside over to Borchers. Borchers, Hamilton. Hamilton comes right side over to Miller. Miller with a basketball. Miller goes underneath to Zaz. Zaz, jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Borchers. Borchers kick out Rudine. Rudine on the three-point line. Instead, kicks it back right side over to Miller. Miller gives it up Hamilton. Hamilton down to the baseline. Hamilton comes back over to Borchers. Borchers with the ball. Borchers comes back over to Zaz. Zaz reverses. Comes back right wing. 15 to shoot for the Mustangs. They give it up Hamilton. Hamilton shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken down by Borchers. Ripped down by Waltersdorf off of the missed shot. Here comes Dort College in transition. Warner, Kachi. Kachi up strong. Good. Austin Kachi with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders take the early 2-0 lead. 19 minutes left to play in the first half. Just underway. Dort College with the early advantage. Trent Miller with it on the right side. Miller will set the offense. Morningside taking their time. They pass right side Hamilton on the perimeter. He comes out front. With it is Rudine. Rudine will split the defense. Lays it up. Too strong. No good. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside to inbound. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rudine will throw it in. Rudine gets it into Hamilton. Hamilton tries to go up and he's stripped by Cliff Warner. But the foul called on Cliff Warner. And free throws on the way now for the Mustangs. And number 50, Garth Hamilton. Hamilton will go to the free throw line. Dort College leading 2-0, 18:43 left to play in the first half. First free throw by Hamilton is in and out, no good. He's a 76% free throw shooter. Nice crowd on hand for tonight's contest. If you're familiar with the Morningside Gym, the lower level, I'd say 80% full, a few overflow seats up in the balcony occupied. Morningside's on the board as Garth Hamilton makes one of two free throws. Into the front court with the basketball is Cliff Warner. Gets a ball screen, picks up his dribble, left side Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Rolls it underneath for Severs. Severs puts it up. Shot off the side of the backboard. No good. And now a reach-in foul called on the North College defenders. And I believe that's going to go on Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh whistled for his first personal, team foul number two. Now, North College got in a boatload of foul trouble against Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. Morningside will inbound the basketball. Bringing it up for the Mustangs will be Kevin Zaz. Zaz working against Kachi. They come back left side, Borchers. Borchers to Rudine. Rudine underneath. Shot off the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh will turn and bring it up court himself. Feeds it right side. Warner. Warner stops. Pops. Three. No good. Rebound deflected out by Vogel. Vogel is hammered on the play by Kevin Zaz. Vogel goes down and Zaz is called for the personal foul on the rebound. It was a pretty good hit put on by Zaz. Both players going for the ball. Vogel got there first, had control of it, and Zaz ran through him. He gets called for the personal. Lindbergh will inbound the basketball, gets it over to Warner. Warner with the ball out front. Warner comes right side. Kachi sets, fires three. Cash! Three-point basket, Austin Kachi. He's got five. And the defenders lead 5-1. Morningside basketball. Bringing it up will be Trent Miller. Trent Miller with the basketball. Miller gives it off to Zaz. Zaz guarded by Kachi. And come back over to Trent Miller. Miller left wing to Danny Rudine, guarded there by Trevor Waltersdorf. Now Zaz. Zaz to Borchers. Borchers guarded by Lindbergh. Picks up his dribble. They come back. Layup right side is good. And Brian Borchers has his first point against Dort College this year. He was shot out in the game back in Sioux Center. Pass comes left side over to Warner. Warner with it on the wing. Warner gives it up. Vogel. Vogel hands it back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. Picked up his dribble. Comes back over to Vogel. Vogel puts it up. Strong right hand cut. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 7-3. Quickly up the floor with it is Miller. Miller with it on the right wing. Miller looking for Zaz. Instead goes into the corner. Borchers. Borchers along two. It's good. Borchers averaging 12.3 points per ball game. He's got a couple of field goals here this evening. Dort College into the front court. Warner over to Kachi. Kachi on the right wing, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf left side, Warner. Warner, Vogel. Vogel kick out Kachi. Kachi with the basketball and a hold called on Kevin Zaz. And Kevin Zaz has just picked up foul number two. Tyler Waltersdorf, Chris Severs checking in. Jordan Vogel, Kyle Lindbergh checking out. Checking in for Morningside, Joel Havelman, averaging 4.8 points per game off of the bench for the Mustangs. Dort College basketball, 16:38 left to go in the first half. Dort College leading 7-5, fresh 35 for the defenders to work with. Warner passes right side Kachi, another three from the wing, that time no good. Rebound though taken by Tyler Waltersdorf. Finds Trevor, Trevor back to Tyler. Tyler blocked on the play though by Brian Borchers. And Borchers able to swat the ball, shot from Tyler Waltersdorf away. And it'll be Dort College basketball in the corner. Inbounding the basketball will be Warner. Warner inbounding, gets it into Severs. Severs, Warner, Warner, baseline jumper, 15-footer, good. Cliff with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 9-5. Into the front court, Morningside. Comes over to Borchers. Borchers with the basketball, back over to Miller. Miller gives it up at the top of the key. This is Rudine. Rudine, right side Hamilton. Hamilton to Miller. Miller with the basketball. They get it underneath Hamilton. Hamilton shot no good, but a blocking foul called on the defenders. Late arriving, evidently, was Tyler Waltersdorf. And Tyler is called for his first personal, team foul number three. Storm Throne will check into the ballgame for Morningside. Garth Hamilton will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He's 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. Make it 1-for-3. Storm Throne checks in. Brian Borchers will check out. And Garth Hamilton will shoot another free throw. Made 1-of-2. Made a second last time on his trip to the free throw line. This one's up and down, so Hamilton makes 1-of-2 again. And the defender lead is 9-6. Cliff Warner with the basketball. He'll take it across half court, guarded by Joel Havelman. He's on the right wing. Warner with the basketball. Warner picks up his dribble, comes back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi gives it underneath Severs, double teamed, and he travels with it. Travel violation called on Chris Severs. He turns it over, and here come the Mustangs after the turnover. So Morningside has the basketball. With it on the left side is Miller. Miller out front, guarded by Warner. Pass comes right side, Hobbeman. Hobbeman to Hamilton. Hamilton drops it down low. In the lane, Rudine. Rudine kick out. Three on the way is too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Chris Severs. It'll be Morningside basketball. So Morningside with the basketball. Morningside inbounding, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it in to Throne. Throne with the left hand. Makes it a one-point ball game, 9-8. Storm Throne off the bench for his first field goal. He averages 9.2 points per game for the Mustangs. Right side with it is Tyler Waltersdorf over to Trevor. Trevor drops it off for Seaver. Seaver stripped on the way up. Here comes Morningside. Morningside into the front court. We've got a travel violation called on Hobbeman. Hobbeman travels with it. Dort College will get the basketball back. So Dort College gets it back after the turnover. Dort College with the ball back. And the Mustangs go to the man-to-man defense. They get it. Tyler Waltersdorf over to Warner. Warner, three ball off the heel, no good. Long rebound taken down by Morningside and Hobbeman. Hobbeman into the front court for the Mustangs, and we've got a foul away from the ball. And I believe that's going to go on Chris Severs. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number four on the defenders already. Darth Hamilton will check out of the ball game. Lindbergh will check in. Trevor Waltersdorf is out. Jordan Vogel is in as well. Warner is the lone player that has stayed in from the start now. Sean Kaiser also checked in. Steal by Warner. Here come the defenders. Cliff at the top of the key. Comes right side Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Vogel. Double team. Puts it up strong with the left hand. Good for Jordan Vogel. He's got four. And the defenders lead 11-8. Steal by Lindbergh. Lindbergh trying to maintain possession. Gets it on the baseline. Now Warner. Warner lays it off for Vogel. Vogel, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball after the turnover. Now Jordan Vogel facing up against Borchers. Passes over to Warner. Lob pass down low to Severs. Severs, Vogel. Vogel up strong. No good. Fight for the basketball. Taken down by Severs. Shot no good. He throws it out for Lindbergh. Lindbergh saves it in. Warner. Warner with the basketball. Drops it down for Severs. Severs up with the left hand. Good. 2-point basket for Chris Severs, and the Dort College defenders lead by 5, 13-8. 14 minutes remaining in the first half. Dort College by 5, back with more after this timeout, Morningside. Morningside with the basketball on front. Storm Thone thought about the three, instead goes over to Ferguson. Tanner. Tanner gives it up right side. Morningside basketball. They're working it around over to Hobbeman. Hobbeman to Rudine. Rudine with the basketball back over to Tanner Ferguson. Tanner Ferguson, that should be. Comes over to Throne. Throne puts it up off the glass. Good. Storm Throne with the two-point basket. He's got four, and the defenders lead 13-10. Cliff Warner with the basketball. He goes over to Kaiser. Sean with it, and we've got a hold called on the Mustangs and Storm Throne. 13-10, our score. Got to double-check that name. That is Tanner Ferguson. Just had it switched around on my scratch sheet. Tanner Ferguson, number 12 for the Mustangs. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. This one's going to get testy before it's all done. Both teams desperate for a win after a loss on Saturday for each of them. Cliff Warner to inbound, gets it in to Sean Kaiser. Dort College a fresh 35 to work with. Kaiser passes it off to Warner. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low for Vogel. Can't get it to him. Comes back over to Vogel. Vogel pops out on the perimeter for the basketball. Looking for the backdoor cut now. Instead goes over to Warner. Warner with it on the right side. Lindbergh, 19 to shoot for the defenders. They bring the double team now back off. Kaiser over to Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel puts it up, leaning in. Shot is good. Jordan Vogel with six. Dort College leads 15-10. 12:50 left to play, first half. Morningside with the basketball. Joel Haveman. Haveman playing for Zaz, who has two personals. With it on the left side is Rudine. Rudine gives it up to Ferguson. Ferguson back over to Haveman. Haveman with the basketball on the right wing. Haveman looking down low. They get it to Borchers. Borchers puts it up with the left hand. Good. Brian Borchers with 6 points, and the defenders lead 15-12. Cliff Warner into the front court. Cliff with the basketball on the right side. Picks up his dribble. Passes it off to Walt. Walt. 12-footer, too strong off the heel, no good. Long rebound taken away by the Mustangs and Haveman. They can tie it with a three. They can cut it to one with a two. Pass out front, thrown for the tie. Cash. 15-15. Storm thrown, ties it up with a three from straight on. Trevor Waltersdorf, Kaiser. Kaiser, ball fake. Free throw line, nothing there. Now Warner. Warner, long two, good. Cliff Warner with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 17-15. 11:40 left to play in the first half. Morningside basketball. Danny Rudine with it in between the circles. He passes left side over to Haveman. Haveman spots up, now gets it over to Rudine. Rudine to Borchers. Borchers against Lindbergh. Fires it up, shot no good. Gets his own shot, gets his own rebound back, puts it in, and good. Brian Borchers now with 8, and he's fouled on the play. So Brian Borchers will go to the free throw line for a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. He's playing like he's got something to prove after getting shut out back in December against the defenders. And he'll go to the free throw line to try and give Morningside their first lead of the basketball game. Borchers' free throw is up and good. 9 for Borchers, and the Dort College defenders trail by a point. Pass goes right side over to Kachi. It's just an absolute war underneath the basket. They bring the double team. Vogel gets it away to Warner. Warner with the basketball back over to Walt. Walt loses it, and ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Tyler Waltersdorf is in. Kyle Lindbergh is out. Dort College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Warner. Warner to trigger it. And Warner gets it in. Tyler Waltersdorf, no. He loses it. Picked up by Trent Miller, and Morningside can build on the one-point lead. Driving the lane, they try to pass it through the lane, and out of bounds, Joel Haveman unable to come up with a clean pass. And the Mustangs will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kevin Zaz will throw it in. Zaz playing with two personals. Morningside leading 18-17. Pass comes out front. Mustang basketball, Trent Miller. Miller with the basketball. He goes right side, Zaz. Zaz with it. Zaz to Haveman, to Hamilton. They look down low. They get it to Borchers. Borchers turns into the lane, and he's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation whistled on Brian Borchers. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Dort College defenders. So Dort College gets it back on the turnover, trailing by a point. Cliff Warner into the front court. Warner with it on the right wing, picks up his dribble, comes out front, Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf over to Kachi. Kachi, Vogel. Vogel working against Hamilton. Kicks it right side, three. Warner, good. Three-point basket for Cliff Warner. He's got 7. And the Dort College defenders lead 20-18. Mustang basketball. Look for him to try and hammer it into Throne or Hamilton. They get it out front. With the basketball is Haveman. Haveman right side to Miller. Miller through the lane pass to Hamilton. Hamilton underneath the basket. Muscles it up and down. We're tied 20-20. Garth Hamilton with 4 points. And we're tied for the second time this evening. Warner with the basketball up the floor. 9:50 left to play in the first half. Warner, stop, pop, three, good. Cliff with 3. He's got 10, and the defenders lead 23-20. Driving the other way. Layup by Miller, no good. Here comes Dort College with a chance to build on the lead. Warner with the basketball in between the circles. He dribbles off to the right side, out front Vogel. Vogel with the basketball back over to Tyler. Tyler with it on the left wing. Trevor Walterstorff, Warner. Warner on the wing. Cliff, ball fake. Now goes Vogel. Vogel facing up. Gives to Tyler. Tyler, floater in the lane, off the glass, good. Tyler Walterstorff with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders back to a five-point advantage, 25-20, 9:19 left to play in the first half. Dort College by five, back with more after this. Tonight's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange, City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Morningside has used up two timeouts according to my count. Dort College has yet to use up a timeout. Mustangs will bring the basketball up. This is Danny Rudine across half court. Rudine with the basketball. Rudine gives it off to Trent Miller. Miller with the ball, working against Warner. Back over to Rudine. Rudine at the top of the key. Comes back over to Hamilton. Hamilton, 17-footer, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Morningside and Miller. Miller went over the top of Cliff Warner for that one, and now we've got a reach-in foul called on Tyler Walterstorff, I believe. Foul's going to go on Tyler. And for Tyler Walterstorff, that's number two this evening. Well, Garth Hamilton had missed a jumper. Dort College unable to secure the rebound, though. They get it inbounded to Rudine. Rudine guarded by Walterstorff. Comes back out front to Zaz. Zaz, right side, Miller. Miller with the basketball. They look down to the baseline. Miller gets a ball screen. Now it's down on the floor. Picks it up, Rudine. Rudine out front, Hamilton. Hamilton puts it up, shot no good. Fight for the basketball, and it's kicked around and picked up by Kachi, and Kachi can't hang on to it. It'll be Morningside basketball on the baseline. You saw two pairs of players just tangled up on separate sides of the basket. And by the time they were able to shake free from their respective dance partners, they had their momentum going too quickly to the baseline and couldn't keep it in play. Pass goes in, Hamilton. Hamilton puts it up, and we've got a hack on the arm of Garth on Storm Throne. Throne whistled for the personal on the rebound. That's foul number one on Storm Throne, and he might be checking out. He will. Brian Borchers will check in. Hamilton will check out of the ballgame for the Mustangs. Hamilton will stay in, beg your pardon. It's Hamilton, Borchers, Miller, Zaz, and Rudine for the Mustangs. For the defenders, Cliff Warner in the backcourt. And Dort College is going to call for a timeout. Warner lost it in the backcourt. Dort College uses a timeout to maintain it. And just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Dort College leading 25-20 with the basketball. They use their first timeout of the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Tyler Walterstorff will inbound the basketball to Cliff Warner. Warner will bring the basketball up against Trent Miller. Warner in the backcourt, gets it away to Severs. Severs back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball, double teamed. Gets it over to Tyler. Tyler puts it up. Shot off the glass, no good. And a foul over the top called on Chris Severs. Foul's going to go on Severs, trying to sweep that ball out and tap it to a teammate. That's foul number two on Severs, and I was waiting for to see if it was actually a one-and-one or not. Now they put the foul up on the board as number seven. Some schools do it really quickly. The others wait a little while. Morningside, evidently, of the latter school of thinking. Kevin Zaas makes the front end of the 1-1. He's got another one coming. 25-21, Dort College leading by four. 8:08 left to play in the first half. Another free throw on the way for Zaas. So Dort College has two players with two fouls. Morningside has a player with two fouls. Dort College has a three-point lead at 25-22. Warner into the front court, guarded by Miller. Passes right side over to Kachi. Austin with the basketball on the right wing. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Kachi. Kachi, two players around him, stripped. Gets it away, Vogel. Vogel, Warner. Warner, three. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket. Cliff with a baker's dozen. Dort College leads 28-22. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. Cliff Warner drills a three from the corner. He's got 13. Mustangs with the basketball. Trent Miller will try to take Warner off the dribble now. Pass goes left side over to Zaas, answering yes. Kevin Zaas with the three-point basket. He's got five, and the defender lead is 28-25. With the basketball, right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball. Kaiser comes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gives it up, Vogel, and Vogel tries to fire it out back to Kachi, and it goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. 7:10 remaining, first half. Morningside 25 with the basketball, Dort College 28 on defense. Morningside, Trent Miller will bring it up. So Morningside with a chance to cut into what was a six-point lead and now stands at three. Miller with the basketball, they run a set. They go to Borchers out front, he's guarded by Kaiser. They get it back over to Zaas for the tie, yes. Zaas with another three. He's got eight. We're tied up 28-28. Kaiser will bring the basketball up for the defenders. Sean picks up his dribble. Comes right side, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner to Kaiser. Kaiser working on Borchers, and Borchers is called for the foul. Brian Borchers whistled for the personal. And that's team foul number five on the Mustangs. Dort College will inbound. Throwing it in will be Warner. Warner looking. Still looking. Gets it over the top. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. We're tied up. Morningside on a 6-0 run right now. Kachi gives Vogel. Vogel reverses Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the left wing. He drops it inside Vogel. Vogel puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Borchers. Brian Borchers doesn't think he has committed a foul. That's number two on him. He's voicing his opinion to the official. Vogel will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. In all honesty, the officials could call a foul on every possession tonight, and they probably wouldn't get them all. Vogel shooting a free throw. Up and down. Jordan Vogel now with seven. 29-28, Morningside down by one. Dort College with the lead and a free throw on the way for Vogel. So Dort College, after getting up 28-22, allowed two straight threes by Zaas. Shot no good by Vogel, high off the back iron, and the rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Mustangs with the basketball, Zaas out front. 6:05 remaining in the first half. Zaas takes Kachi off the dribble, now retreats to the corner. They get it, Hamilton, Lee Morningside, 30-29. Hamilton with a two-point basket, he's got six. Warner back the other way. Dumps it underneath Vogel. Vogel gives it off Walterstorff, and Walterstorff is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Morningside and Tanner Ferguson, I believe. And Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Well, the officials, Jim Ricketts, Bo Heiss, and Chris Wiedenfeld, saying the foul came before the shot. It isn't when the whistle came, but that's what they're going to say. The whistle came when Walterstorff turned around and tried to spin and put the shot up. The foul, I believe, came on the head fake. As it is, Walterstorff makes the first, and it's a moot point. He gets his second free throw. 5:50 left to go in the half. Second free throw is short, no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside as they grab it off the bounce. Morningside with the basketball. We're tied up 30-30. Mustangs pass right side Zaz. Zaz to Hamilton. Hamilton back to Zaz. Zaz in traffic. His 12-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser gives it off to Warner. Here comes Dort College with a chance to reestablish the lead. Warner over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Back over to Vogel. Swing pass over the top. Walthersdorf. Trevor puts it on the floor. And it's kicked out of bounds by a Morningside player and Trent Miller. Sievers and Matt Vandekamp are in. Kachi and Vogel are out. 5:21 left to play in the first half. Warner to throw the ball in. He gets it in to Trevor. Trevor over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner, lob pass over the top. Sievers. Sievers tries the no-look pass, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. 30-30 our score, 5:12 left to play in the first half. Throwing it in is Warner. Warner gets it into Walt. Trevor Walthersdorf for the basketball. Goes left side over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp back over to Warner. Warner with the ball back to Vandekamp. Vandekamp on the left wing. Matt Vandekamp looking down low, goes instead to Trevor. Trevor right side, Warner. Warner, Kaiser. Kaiser, three ball, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Mustangs. Here they come with a chance to take a lead. Back into the Miller. Miller, 15-footer, off balance, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here comes Dort College. Clip into the front court. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Morningside. Morningside back over to Miller. Miller, layup, good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. So Miller will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. His first points of the day. Morningside leads now 32-30. Coach Ross Dahm on the sideline lobbying for a foul call on the poke away from behind on with Warner ball handling. Trent Miller makes the free throw. Morningside leads 33-30. So Morningside up 33-30. Warner with the basketball. Warner picks up his dribble, comes back over to Kachi. Austin with the basketball. Austin gives to Trevor. Trevor with the basketball. Back over to Warner. Warner with it, left side. Leans in, puts up the floater, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner puts it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walthersdorf. Kick out Kachi. Ball fake, 17-footer, left wing, good. Austin Kachi with a two-point basket. Dort College trails by a point, 33-32. Morningside with the basketball, 4 minutes remaining. First half of play, picking up the dribble out front is Miller. Miller gets it back over to Zaz. Zaz out front, back over to Miller. Miller lob pass down low, Hamilton. Hamilton fading away from 17, off the heel, no good. Rebound Dort College. Here come the defenders, Warner. Warner comes right side over to Vandekamp. Vandekamp with the ball. Vandekamp out front, Kachi catches, fires three. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket, Austin Kachi. Five in a row for Kachi. And the defenders lead 35-33. Austin Kachi drills the three from straight on, and the defenders lead by a deuce. Driving the other way is Miller. Miller, shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. .321 left to play. First half of basketball. T.J. Malone checks in for Cliff Warner. Sean Kaiser back into the game as well for Vandekamp. Inbounding is Rudine. Rudine's pass taken away by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Vogel. Vogel trying to pick it up. He does. Feeds Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Walt. Walt back out Kaiser. Kaiser, Kachi. Kachi down to the baseline. 12-footer. Rainbow, no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser in the corner. Kaiser out front, taken away by Morningside. Back the other way, Miller. Miller lobs it off for Throne. Throw blocked from behind by Kachi. Kachi swipes it away before it gets to the glass, and here come Morningside with the basketball resetting things. The ball never hit the rim, so the shot clock is at 22. Shot for three, no good. Rebound, Kachi. Kachi as athletic a play as you're going to see. Throne was going in for the dunk. Kachi swiped it off the glass. He smashed it out of his hands. Now Dort College with the basketball and a chance to build on the two-point lead. T.J. Malone with the basketball on the right wing. Malone gives it inside Vogel. Out front, Kachi. Kachi, Kaiser. Kaiser, left wing. Lob pass, Vogel. Vogel tries to reverse it, and it's taken away by the Mustangs. Mustangs coming back the other way. Driving in. Shot is good. Tie ball game, 35-all. Two-point basket for the Mustangs. I'm not sure who gets credit for that one. I believe it's Rudin. Well, the basketball is Malone. Malone underneath Walt. Walt in traffic, puts it up, and it's blocked out of bounds by Throne. 35-35 our score. T.J. Malone will inbound the basketball. So Dort College, Cliff Warner will inbound. We're tied up 35-35. Warner inbounding, gets it into Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Cliff. Cliff to Kachi. Kachi right back over to Warner. Warner to Kachi. 13 to shoot for the defenders. Kachi off the dribble. Back over to Vogel. Vogel to Kachi. 7 to shoot. Back over to Warner. 5. Warner will put up the off-balance shot. Missed it. No good. Waltersdorf tried for the pass. Now it's tipped and controlled by Morningside. Waltersdorf tried for the putback. Left-handed layup, shot no good. Rebound fought for and it's taken away by Warner. Warner with the basketball. It's wild now. Warner passes underneath. Waltersdorf, layup good. Trevor with a two-point basket. He's got 5 and the defenders lead 37-35. Out front is Trent Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller comes back over to Zaz. He misses. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Chance for Dort College to build on the two-point lead. Warner into the front court. Dort College in transition. Vogel. Vogel, strong move. Puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Hamilton. I beg your pardon. That's going to go on Throne. Throne picks up his second, and Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. So Jordan Vogel to shoot a pair. First free throw by Vogel is off the heel. No, it's good. Too strong. Another free throw on the way. So Vogel will try to give Dort College a three-point lead with just under a minute left to play. 59.3 seconds left in the half. It's been a wild first half. Free throw by Vogel off the heel. No good. Tap out, though, by Waltersdorf. Dort College maintains possession. Pass over to Kachi. Kachi down on the baseline. Reverses over to Kachi. That was Kaiser to Kachi. Dort College will reset it. Warner off the dribble. Tries to dump it off, and it's tipped out of bounds by Garth Hamilton. Throwing the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Warner. Dort College leading by 2. It's been sloppy at times, but it's been entertaining. Warner to inbound. Gets it in to Waltersdorf. It's taken away by Miller. Miller in the backcourt gets it away to Rudin. Rudin with the basketball. Rudin passes left side to Miller. Miller gives it off left side 3. No good. Rebound Vogel. 30 seconds. Dort College can hold for 1. Cliff Warner will take it across half court. 22 seconds. Comes back over to Trevor. Trevor with the basketball back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. 15 seconds left to play in the half. Warner off the dribble. Nothing there. Looking. Gets it Vogel. Vogel to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf lay in good. He's got 5. Defenders lead 39-35. 3 seconds left. Rudin at midcourt. Throws it up. And it's off the mark, no good, and that's the end of the half. Dort College 39, Morningside 35. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders leading at halftime 39-35. Dort College has led by as many as 6. That came at 28-22. Morningside erased that 6-point deficit with 2 straight 3-pointers to make it 28-28. They took a lead of 33-30. Dort College went on a five-hole run to take a 35-33 advantage. We were then knotted at 35. Nord College got a bucket to make it 37-35. And another bucket by Trevor Walterstorff to make it 39-35, and that's how we go to the locker room. Dort College leading 39-35. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Morningside at halftime. 39-35. Numbers look like this. Dort College 16 of 30 from the floor, 53.3%. Morningside 13 of 34 from the floor for 38.2%. Dort College 5 of 9 from the three-point line, 55.6%. Morningside 3 of 6 for 50%. Dort College 2 for 6 on free throws, 33.3%. Morningside 6 for 8. For 75%. Dort College owns a 2-rebound advantage, 20-18. Turnovers, Morningside 8, Dort College 5. Steals, Dort College 3, Morningside 6. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Point totals look like this. Dort College, led by Cliff Warner's 13 points, 5 of 9 from the floor, 3 for 6 on threes, 10 points for Austin Kachi, 7 for Jordan Vogel, 5 for Trevor Walterstorff, 2 each for Tyler Walterstorff and Chris Sievers. Austin Kachi is 4 for 6 from the floor, 2 for 3 on threes, and Jordan Vogel is 3 for 4 from the floor. Morningside, Brian Borchers had 9 points. He's 4 for 6 from the floor. Kevin Zaas has 8. Storm Throne has 7. Garth Hamilton has 6. 3 for Trent Miller and 2 for Danny Rudine. Brian Borchers leads Morningside with 5 rebounds. Tanner Ferguson has 4. For the defenders, Trevor Walterstorff with 4. Jordan Vogel with 3. Sean Kaiser with 3. Cliff Warner with 4 assists. Jordan Vogel with 3 assists for the defenders. For Morningside, 4 assists for Trent Miller. 2 each for Garth Hamilton and Joel Haveman. 4 steals for Trent Miller for the Mustangs. Dort College has 3 different players with 1 steal each. We're at halftime. Dort College over Morningside, 39-35. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Vinnglen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. Back with more from the Alley Gym, Rosen Verdorn Sports Complex. Dort College leads at halftime in men's basketball, 39-35. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Halftime scores, Nebraska Wesleyan leads Midland at the half, 35-30. Briarcliff leads Northwestern with about 4 minutes left to go in the half, 31-19. Mount Marty leads Dakota Wesleyan at halftime, 26-17. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with a 4-point lead at halftime, 39-35. Coming up this weekend, Dort College back at home as they'll be facing the Briarcliff Chargers at the DeWitt Gymnasium. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear both of those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Tonight's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. We're also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with second half action from the Alley Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, original starting five on the floor for both teams. Dort College leads at 39-35. Dort College will have the basketball as we begin play. Clock will wind down to zero, and we are just about set for basketball. Dort College by four. As we put another 20 minutes up on the clock, and here we go. Ball's inbounded to Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf gives it off to Clint Warner. Warner will bring the basketball up against Trent Miller. Passes off to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball on the wing. Gets it away to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Kachi. Kachi over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh at the top of the key. He gives to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf kick out. Kachi. Kachi's three-pointer no good. Rebound race down though by Walthersdorf. Now he'll let it go out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Looked good out of the hand, but Kachi was unable to make that shot. Goes long, though, and it touches a Morningside player first. Dort College a fresh 35 to work with. Walthersdorf gets it underneath. Vogel, Vogel, jump hook, good. Jordan Vogel with 9 points, and the defenders lead 41-35. Morningside basketball, Miller. Miller right side, Rudine. Rudine down to the baseline. Rudine back over to Zaz. Zaz jumper, good. Zaza 2 from the right baseline. He's got 10. Dort College leads 41-37. Kyle Lindbergh will bring the basketball up for the defenders. Morningside trying to keep the ball out of the hands of Cliff Warner. Now Dort College will get it over to Warner. Warner with the basketball back over to Trevor. Trevor, Lindbergh, Lindbergh, Vogel. Vogel underneath. Ball stripped. Taking it is Kachi. Kachi shovels it off to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf over the top. Lindbergh. Lindbergh in traffic. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up. And we've got a jump ball called alternating possession. It'll be Morningside basketball. 41-37. Dort College by four. Morningside with the basketball. Bringing the ball up will be Trent Miller. They ran a play for Zaz on the last possession. They get it over to Borchers. Borchers with the ball. Comes back over to Miller. Miller looking to drop it off for Garth Hamilton. They throw it out front. Borchers comes up with it. Back over to Miller. Miller underneath. Nothing there. Circles around. Gets it back over to Borchers. His 15-footer no good from straight on. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Long pass ahead to Walthersdorf. And Walthersdorf is fouled on the play by Borchers. And Borchers again can't believe he got called for a foul. Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He caught the ball up clean on the glass. The problem was the body. And that's foul number two on Borchers. I had thought that was number three on him, but just number two. Want to double check that. First free throw is up, no good. Second free throw by Vogel, no good. Now the rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. Now there was some confusion on how many fouls Borchers has, and he has three according to the book. And I went back and looked at the halftime stats. Morningside with the basketball. He goes over to Miller. Miller with it. Dort College missed on both free throws. That was Vogel, unable to make the two free throws. Zaz with the lay-in, and Zaz gets the two-point basket on the busted play. He's got 12. It's a two-point ball game, 41-39, and that was Walterstorff who missed both free throws. Dort College not shooting their free throws well tonight. With the basketball is Walt. Walt double-team, gets it away. Vogel. Vogel tries to find Lindberg, does. Layup good. Kyle Lindberg with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 43-39. Morningside basketball. Miller will bring it up. Miller with it, right side. Comes back over to Zaz. Zaz, Hamilton. Hamilton beyond the three-point line. No, his toes are on the three-point line. Pass over the top, Rudine. Down to the baseline. Kick out Hamilton. Hamilton on the left wing. Back over to Zaz. Zaz trailed by Kachi. They come back over to Hamilton. Hamilton to Rudine. Rudine, layup good. Rudine with 4 points. Dort College leads 43-41. Quickly up the floor is Lindberg. Lindberg, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, layup good. Trevor with seven. Dort College leads 45-41. Morningside basketball, 17 minutes remaining. Pass comes over to Miller. Miller out front. Miller passes left side, Borchers. Borchers comes back to Zaz. Zaz, Hamilton. Hamilton, Miller, right wing. Back over to Hamilton it comes. Hamilton to Rudine. Rudine to Borchers. Borchers drives the lane. Ball tipped, taken away by Dort College and Lindberg. Lindberg will bring the ball up court himself. Lindberg backing his way in against Borchers. Puts it up off the side of the backboard. No good. Tried to draw the foul. And here comes Morningside back the other way. Miller will try to drive around. Warner misses. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. He gets it back over to Warner. Warner into the front court. Cliff has it stripped away from behind by Miller. Here they come back the other way. He stops on the block. Nothing there. Now passes it back out front for Borchers. Borchers with the basketball. 16 minutes remaining. Comes back right side, Rudine. Rudine, right side, Miller. Miller with the ball. Trent Miller with it on the right wing. He goes over to Hamilton. Hamilton underneath. Borchers layup good. Borchers with 11. Dort College leads 45-43. Coming back the other way, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner driving all the way down to the baseline. Nothing there. His pass out front taken away by Borchers. Borchers driving. And he missed it. Kyle Lindberg whistled for his third personal. And free throws on the way for Brian Borchers. So both teams now with a key player with three fouls. Borchers has three, Lindberg has three, and I don't know if Lindberg got him. Lindberg ducked inside, and they called the foul on him. Borchers will go to the free throw line. 66% free throw shooter. He's 1-for-1 tonight, 2-for-2. Another free throw on the way for Borchers, trying to tie it up at 45-45. His substitute is waiting at the bench in the form of Joel Haveman. Tyler Walterstorff and Sean Kaiser check in for the defenders along with Chris Sievers. Second free throw by Borchers is up and good. So Borchers makes both free throws. He's got 13. And we're tied up 45-45. Fourth tie of the ball game. Tyler Walterstorff inbounding the basketball, gets it into Austin Kachi. Kachi back over to Tyler Walterstorff. He'll bring it up against Kevin Zaz. Walterstorff picks up his dribble, gets it away to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner with it out front. Tied up 45-45. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by the Mustangs. Racing the other way with it is Ferguson. His layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff ahead to Kachi. Kachi pulls up, gives to Sievers, and Sievers is fouled on the play by Trent Miller. Miller whistled for the personal. Chris Sievers will go to the free throw line for two. So Chris Sievers will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 45-45 our score, 15-11 left to play in the contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. First free throw by Sievers is good. Another free throw on the way for Sievers. Second free throw on the way for Severs. 65% free throw shooter. This one's up and too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out, though, by Kaiser. Got it over to Warner. Warner, three, bang! Three-point basket. Cliff Warner, he's got 16. And the defenders lead 49-45. A four-point possession for the defenders. Morningside with the basketball now trying to answer back. They go to Hamilton in the lane. Hamilton, nothing there. They get it left side. Shot, no good. Hamilton with the putback attempt, no good. But a foul on the putback attempt on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Chris Severs, his third. Storm Throne will check into the ballgame for the Mustangs. Garth Hamilton, who's 2 for 4 from the free throw line tonight, will go to the free throw line for a pair here. His team down 49-45. It was foul number 3, by the way, on Severs, if I didn't mention it. Hamilton's first free throw is good. 7 for Hamilton. 49-46, Dort College leading. Severs is out. Vogel is back in. Hamilton this evening with 7 points. Second free throw on the way for Hamilton, a 76% free throw shooter. This one's up and good. So he makes them both. Storm Throne will check in. Dort College leads by a pair. Hamilton will check out of the ballgame. Tyler Waltersdorf will inbound the basketball for the defenders. Gets it in to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser gives it back over to Tyler, and Tyler will bring it up. Tyler Waltersdorf against Tanner Ferguson. Tyler Waltersdorf layup, too strong with the right hand, no good. He sliced through the defense as he got around Ferguson. Here comes Morningside Zaz, steps into a three, it's no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gets it away, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Tyler gives it over to Cliff. Cliff into the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi, strong move, right hand, good. Austin Kachi, right hand, left side, he's got a dozen. Dort College leads 51-47. 14-14 remaining. Pass comes left side, Zaz. Zaz into the lane. Kick out Miller. Miller out front, dumps it down low for Throne. Throne, hook shot is up on the rim, good. Tough shot by Throne, he got it, he's got 9. Dort College leads 51-49. Tyler Waltersdorf with the basketball in between the circles. He passes right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi trying to back his way in. Feeds it off to Vogel. Vogel baseline jumper rims it. No good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Vogel a good look at a 12-footer. It wouldn't go down. Here come the Mustangs with a chance to tie or take the lead. Pass out front, thrown. Thrown over to Zaz. Zaz gets a ball screen. He'll put up the three. Missed it. No good. Tapped rebound. Controlled by Warner. Warner in the middle of the lane comes away with it. Shortest guy on the floor. He has the basketball. He's going to drive in. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the Mustangs. Bodies all over the floor. 13-19 remaining in regulation. Well, the old adage is if both coaches are upset with the officiating, you must be doing a pretty good job. And this trio, by that adage, is doing a bang-up job because both coaches are upset. Cliff Warner with 2 free throws. First one for Cliff, up and down. Nord College up by 3. 13-19 remaining in regulation. Coach Jim Sykes lobbying. Oh, to my left. And I would imagine when that official makes his way down in front of the Dort College bench, Coach Ross Dalmel will take his turn to voice his opinion. Coach Jim Sykes still getting his thoughts in. Trying to eavesdrop with our crowd mic, couldn't hear anything. Second free throw by Cliff is up and down, and for the first time tonight, Dort College makes both free throws on a trip to the charity stripe. 53-49, Dort College by 4. Morningside basketball, Trent Miller. He comes out front to Joel Hobbeman. Kick out pass, 3 on the way by Tanner Ferguson is good. Ferguson makes it a 1-point ball game, 53-52, Dort College with the basketball. Tyler Waltersdorf will bring it up. Waltersdorf, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Vogel. Vogel working on Throne. Vogel, floater in the lane. No good. Rebound, though, taken away by Walt. Walt shot no good, and he got hammered. Storm Throne got away with one there. driving in, left-hand layup is good for Tanner Ferguson. He's got five. The tide might be turning here. If they're going to allow that, we're in trouble. Wow. Walthersdorf got knocked to the deck on that shot attempt underneath the basket. Kaiser with it, back over to Trevor. Trevor looking down low, Vogel. Vogel with it, and they hack it away. Coming up with it on the double team was Havabet. Now it's loose. It's still loose. Dort College with the basketball. Tyler Walthersdorf over to Trevor. Trevor ahead, Kaiser. Kaiser, Vogel. Vogel, layup good. 55-54. Pass comes right side. Thrown is fouled on the play. Vogel gets called for the personal. That's foul number one on him. 11:58 left to play in regulation. Dort College 55, Morningside 54. Boys, you can just as well call your own on this one. You're not going to get any help underneath the basket. Physical all over the floor. And the Morningside Mustangs will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane, that'll be Danny Rudine. That is foul number three on the defenders in this half. And for Vogel, that's foul number one. Morningside inbounds. They get it in to Havemann. Havemann shot blocked by Lindbergh. Tapped by him, by Throne, no good. Rebound taken by Dort College and Severs. Here comes Warner. Warner with the basketball. Kick out, Lindbergh right side, Trevor, Kaiser, Severs. Severs double team, puts it up, no good, but he's fouled on the help defense. It's either going to go on Throne or Hamilton. That's going to go on Storm Throne, his third. And Chris Severs will go to the free throw line for a pair. Severs with three. 11:38 left to go in regulation. Beg your pardon. He has 3 points. Storm Throne, by the way, has just picked up his fourth. Brian Borchers is waiting at the bench to check back in. Severs' free throw is up and good. So Chris now with 4 points. And the defenders lead 55-54. It's been wild this evening. We anticipated that. Second free throw on the way for Severs is up and down. So Severs makes them both. 57-54, Dort College up. Severs with 5 points off of the bench. Morningside with the basketball in the backcourt. Joel Havemann. Havemann running the point for the Mustangs. Havemann with it right side. He comes back over to Rudine. Rudine left side. Shot blocked. Fight for the basketball. It's loose. Picked up by Morningside. Havemann with it. He'll drive baseline. Another block shot that time by Lindbergh. Havemann tries to step in. Nothing there. They go back over to Rudine. Rudine with it on the perimeter. He's going to drive in. Hamilton trying to make it a one-point game and does from straight on. Garth Hamilton with 10. Dort College leads 57-55. Beg your pardon, 57-56. Dort College by a point. Lindbergh back over to Walthersdorf. Trevor with the ball. Comes back left side. Severs. Severs shot no good. There for the rebound, though, is Lindbergh. And rolling out of bounds is Brian Borchers. Borchers ends up on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kachi checks in. Kaiser checks out. 10:48 left to play in the ball game. Dort College leading 57-56. Warner to inbound the basketball. Warner throwing it in, gets it into Lindbergh on the perimeter. Comes back over to Cliff. Cliff off the dribble. His three. Got it! 3-point basket by Cliff Warner as he knocks it stiff from off the dribble. Dort College leads 60-56. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. 10:41 left to go in regulation. Dort College leads 60-56. We got a long ways to go in this one. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. custom-tailored investment services for these successful investors. 712-395-0764. Cliff Warner, moments ago with his fifth three-pointer of the day, and the Dort College defenders lead by four. Morningside has the basketball. Hobbeman will bring it up. Hobbeman running the point. He's on the left side, brings it back right side over to Zaz, guarded there by Kachi. They hedge on the screen. Zaz jammed up. He comes back over to Rudine. He's been guarded by Waltersdorf. Rudine will drive baseline, tries to kick it corner, and it's tipped out of bounds by Kachi. It'll be Morningside basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 15 on the shot clock. Morningside to throw it in out near the three-point ring. Throwing it in will be Rudine. Rudine gets it in to Hobbeman. Hobbeman gets a ball screened. Dort College hedges. They get it to Rudine. Rudine blocked on the play by Severs. Now they kick it back out. Morningside has the basketball. Hobbeman, five to shoot. Hobbeman will put up the three. Desperation halfway down. Pops back out. Dort College comes away with it. Severs. Severs gives to Lindbergh. Here come the defenders. 10 minutes left to go in regulation. Lindbergh with the basketball, trying to go off the dribble against Borchers. Instead goes to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Kachi. Kachi, three, missed it, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Lindbergh, and he's fouled on the play by Hamilton. Lindbergh working the offensive glass. Garth Hamilton picks up the personal. Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot. Two free throws. Foul number five on the Mustangs in this half. All of them have been shooting fouls. First free throw on the way for the sophomore from Margate, Florida. Left-hander up and good. Three for Kyle. 61-56, Dort College by five. Hobbeman checks out. Miller checks in. Miller's been a handful tonight, not on the offensive end so much, but defensively he has hampered Cliff Warner, allowing Dort College to get into the offense. Second free throw by Lindbergh, no good off the heel, and Dort College struggling from the free throw line. Thought they had it righted, but here in the second half, they've taken 10, and they've made 6. Got to get that up around 8 instead. Pass comes right side with the basketball is Rudine. Rudine, Miller, Miller, Borchers, Borchers, kick out pass back over to Miller. Miller, 3, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound taken away by the defenders in Austin Kachi. Here comes Warner into the front court, gives it up left side, Lindbergh, Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh against Borchers, kick out Warner, Warner back over to Lindbergh, Lindbergh kick out, Kachi, Kachi three, no good. Rebound taken away by Zaz, Zaz, Hamilton, Hamilton layup right hand left side, good. Just like that, it's back to three, 61-58. Dort College had a good look at a three, it wouldn't go down. Pass left side, Waltersdorf, under 9 minutes to go now. Waltersdorf gives to Severs. Severs with the dunk. Chris Severs with the slam dunk. He's got 7. Dort College 63, Morningside 58. Both teams have 4 timeouts remaining for the final 8:35 of this one. Morningside basketball, Zaz. Zaz to Miller. Miller on the left wing. He's going to drive in, tries to lean in, dumps it up for Hamilton. Ball's tipped. It's down on the floor. Now picked up by Lindbergh. Lindbergh rips it away. Gives it off to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Lindbergh. Dort College by 5 and a chance to build. Lindbergh back over to Kachi, and we've got a hold called on Zaz. Kevin Zaz has just picked up his 3rd. That's team foul number 6. This one is going to be decided on the defensive end. Make no mistake about it. Dort College by 5 right now, 63-58. Inbounding will be Warner on the sideline. Tyler Waltersdorf is in. Kyle Lindbergh's grabbing a breather. Dort College is trying to keep fresh players on the floor. Vogel working against Throne, gives it back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. They're going to double team him. And he's trapped, and Dort College calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Dort College has 3 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 63-58, Dort College by 5. Tyler Waltersdorf to throw it in. Everybody gets a breather, but Cliff Warner, basically. Tyler Waltersdorf with the basketball after the timeout. Comes right side, Kachi. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Ball screen out front. Kachi gives Waltersdorf. Tyler with it. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, Vogel, 15 to shoot. Comes back outside Kaiser. Kaiser off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Morningside. Morningside with it in the backcourt, Trent Miller. Miller in transition. Miller gives to Zaz. Zaz three, no good. Fight for the basketball. Thrown, gets it Rudin. Bulls block. Rebound Kaiser. Wow! Just beating the tar out of each other down low, and nobody's calling anything. Warner with the basketball, and we've got a hold called on Brian Borchers. Brian Borchers has just picked up his fifth personal foul on a foul underneath the basket. 63-58, Dort College by 5, 1-1 for Jordan Vogel. Got to start making your free throws, though, fellas. Dort College by 5. Here in the second half, they are 6-for-10. Free throw by Vogel, rattles it, no good. Rebound tapped, saved in. Borchers comes up with it. I hope those don't come back to haunt the defenders. It might. 7-18 and counting, got to play defense again. With it on the right side is Miller. Trent Miller, lob pass over the top, Borchers. Borchers travels. Well, I wouldn't complain too much because they could have called a charge on him. He turns it over and travels with it. And the Dort College defenders will have the basketball. 63-58, Dort College by 5. Dort College with the ball. They get the ball inbounded to Kaiser. Kaiser to Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff will bring it up against Brian Borchers. Remember, Borchers is playing with four personals right now. Kaiser out front. Kaiser picks up his dribble, passes over to Kachi. Kachi ball fake, gets a screen. Kachi over to Kaiser. Kaiser had Vogel open instead. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi three off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out by Vogel over to Warner. Warner's going to drive baseline. Gives it back over to Vogel. It's taken away by Morningside. Morningside with a chance to cut into the five-point lead. Right side, Zaz. Zaz guarded there by Kachi. Zaz stops. It's down on the floor and a reach-in foul called on Austin Kachi. It's foul number four on Kachi. Foul number one on Kachi, foul number four on the team. Beg your pardon, I believe I said foul number four on Kachi. That's foul number four on the defenders. Trevor Walterstorff back into the ballgame along with Kyle Lindberg. Inbounding will be Danny Rudin right side of the lane for Morningside as we get back to play. Miller with a basketball. Miller out front looking for Zaz. Zaz dumps it off. Hamilton. Hamilton layup good. Hamilton with 14, Dort College with the basketball. Walterstorff gives it back over to Lindberg. Dort College with a three-point lead in the basketball. 6:13 remaining. They give it to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Gets it to Vogel, and Vogel is blocked out of bounds by Hamilton. So Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College by 3. They have 3 timeouts remaining to the defenders. Walterstorff gets it, 22 to shoot. They dump it down low for Severs. Severs puts it up, and he's going to be called for traveling. 6 minutes remaining. 63-60. Severs tried to wheel into the lane and gets called for the travel. Here comes Morningside with the basketball and Trent Miller. Miller, not a threat to shoot the three as so much. He's going to step in, take a long two, and hit it. Miller with 5, and it's 63-62, Dort College by a point. Lindberg into the front court. Lindberg over to Kachi. Kachi, Severs. Severs reverses Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Lindberg, and Lindberg's fouled from behind, and Kyle will go to the free throw line and will shoot 2. 5:34 left to go in the game. 2 free throws on the way for Lindberg. So Lindberg will go to the free throw line. Left-hander's free throw up and down. I believe Kyle now with 4 points. Dort College by a deuce. Second free throw on the way for Lindberg, trying to make it a 3-point ball game again. Now he tried to play the defense for Dort College. Free throw is up. That one's good as well. So Lindbergh makes them both. Ord College by three, 65-62. Lindbergh with five. He's 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Miller into the front court for the Mustangs. 5:25 left. Miller just inside the three-point line. Passes off to Hamilton. Hamilton, his pass deflected, picked off by Severs. Dort College with a turnover. Here come the defenders. Warner will walk it up. Warner picks up his dribble, comes back over to Kachi on the wing. Lindbergh reverses Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner, pull up, 17-footer, got it. Two-point basket by Cliff. He's got 23, Dort College 67, Morningside 62. 4:50 left to play in the game. Morningside basketball, Miller. Miller's going to drive the lane. First shot is blocked by Lindbergh. Wow! The blonde-haired sophomore from Florida smacks it off the glass. Shot no good now on the other end. And we've got, what do we have? The ball got caught in between the rim and the glass. That was Lindbergh racing the other way to tap it and keep it free. Lindbergh came out of nowhere in the middle of the lane and swatted that shot attempt away. I believe he's got at least 3 block shots tonight, and they have been dramatic block shots where he's come over on the help defense. Checking out of the ballgame is Tanner Ferguson. Oh, my, did he get up that time. 67-62, Dort College inbounding on the jump ball as it got caught in between the glass and the rim. Dort College with the basketball. Lindbergh picks it up, back over to Warner. 4.5 left to go in the game. Warner with the basketball. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. We have seen some fantastic individual efforts on both sides of the floor tonight by both teams. Great athletic plays. Warner inbounding. He gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh facing up on Hamilton. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Kyle into the lane. Nothing there. Kaiser. Kaiser dumps down low. Severs has a man open. Can't find him. Now they go to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the hook shot. Left hand cut. Kyle Lindbergh. He's got 7. Dort College leads 69-62. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. Now you get a stop, boys. Bringing the basketball up is Trent Miller. Miller across half court. Dort College on defense. Miller on the right side. Inside the lane, they pass it to Throne. Throne working on Lindbergh. Puts up the fadeaway. No good rebound, Kaiser! He comes away, gives it off to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Get a bucket here, it'd be huge. Warner, Waltersdorf over to Warner. Warner climbs the ladder. Double teamed, and he is fouled on the play. Warner will go to the free throw line and will shoot a 1 and the bonus. 3:35 left to play in this one. Cliff Warner spent. 69-62, that foul called on Garth Hamilton. That's number 2 on the senior from Lincoln for Morningside. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1 and the bonus. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 85% free throw shooter. You'll take your chances with Warner at the free throw line in this situation. Dort College by 8. Morningside has 4 timeouts remaining. Dort College has 3. We've got a long ways to go in this one. Free throw by Warner is up. Hangs on the rim, drops through. 25 for Warner. Dort College leading by 9. 71-62, 3.5 left. Rudine will drive. Puts it up with the right hand, gets it. Rudine with the drive, he's got 6, and it's a 7-point game, 71-64. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading Morningside with 3:24 to go, 71-64. Morningside will show full court pressure defense. Lindbergh inbound, gets it into Kachi. Kachi hands it back off to Lindbergh, and Morningside will retreat on defense. 3:20 and counting. Dort College by 7. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Back over to Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner back over to Waltersdorf. Now Kachi. Kachi on the left wing. Kachi has it stripped away. He's got to chase it down near midcourt. He does. Right side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. 12 to shoot. Walt reverses Kachi. Kachi three. Bang! 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 basket, Austin Kachi. He's got 15. And the defenders lead by 10, 74-64. Into the front court, Rudine. Dort College by double digits right now. Morningside, Rudine, cut off by Severs. Rudine with it on the right side. He comes back over to Hamilton. Hamilton guarded by Walterstorff. Back over to Zaz. Zaz steps inside. Two-point shot blocked by Kachi. Rebound, Kachi. 2:28 left. Dort College by 10 with the basketball. Bringing it up is Cliff Warner. Warner comes back to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Kachi dumps it down low. Severs, 20 to shoot. Back over to Walt. Trevor Walt gives it up. Left side over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Gives it up to Warner. Warner out front. Right side, 10 to shoot for the defenders. 2 minute warning. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walt's going to drive. Double teamed. Leans in, puts it up, shot partially blocked, fight for the basketball, and it's out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. Well, Morningside has three timeouts left. I'm surprised they haven't used more here in the second half. Now, maybe we'll look back on this and say it's a good thing he's got all those left. One more stop, guys. 1:50 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College 74, Morningside 64. Rudine out front, gives it up, three, good. Three-point basket for Joel Haberman, and the Dort College defender lead is 74-67. 1:41 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College by seven with the basketball when we resume play right after this. 1:41 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College leading 74-67. Dort College has the basketball. After the timeout, tonight's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunweg is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haberman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. We've seen buzzer beaters here before. We've seen clocks starting late here before. So we will watch the next 140 with a lot of interest. Lindbergh with the basketball, gets it across midcourt, is stolen. Taken back by Morningside. Morningside with a chance to cut into the 7-point lead. With it out front is Rudine. Rudine with the basketball, throws it away. Saved in by Hamilton. He strips it away. Three-pointer on the other end, it's good. Kevin Zaz with the three. Dort College leads 74-70. Dort College had it. They stripped Trevor Walterstorff. And then Kevin Zaz got free for a three, so a 10-point lead turns into a 4-point advantage with 1:16 remaining, and Dort College has to find a way to get the ball into the hands of their point guard, Cliff Warner, I believe. That time, Kyle Lindbergh got caught at midcourt and got double-teamed and was straddling the half-court stripe and was in danger of a 10 seconds call, and then just tossed it up to no one in particular, and that started the sequence that allowed Morningside to eventually get a busted play three-pointer. Everybody flying all over the place, and Kevin Zaz just hit a three. He's got 15. They get the ball into Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff will bring it up. 1:14 remaining. Now 1:10. 30 seconds on the shot clock. They get it away to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh comes over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Minute left to go, and it's tipped. It's taken back by Dort College. Gets it over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with it. Warner at the free throw line. He drives in. Gets it to go. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. 76-70, Dort College up by six. Cliff Warner with a two-point basket. He's got 27. And the foul goes on Danny Rudine. And some fans behind me want a foul call, and my reply would be, which one? They're whacking each other on the floor everywhere. It is every man for himself. Can make it a three-point possession, right, or a three-point play, and a three-possession lead. And the Dort College defenders lead 77-70. 52.1 seconds remaining. Timeout on the floor. Cliff Warner, the old-fashioned three-point play, driving in, and the Defenders lead by 7, 77-70.
If you are at the office and want to listen to KDCR but don't have a radio, no need to worry. Log on to kdcr.dort.edu to access KDCR Live. No matter where you are in the world, KDCR can always be your station of choice. On the web at kdcr.dort.edu. Information at your fingertips and on the air at KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, and I am a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
We all are faces of influenza.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
Morningside basketball, all you need is one stop, I believe. 77-70, Rudine in the backcourt. Dort College shows full court press. They can commit some fouls. With a basketball, Rudine, jumper, good. Danny Rudine with 8 points. Dort College leads 77-72. 44 seconds left to play in the game. Here comes Cliff Warner, Dort College by 5. Warner fouled in the backcourt. Kevin Zaz commits the foul. And Zaz will pick up his fourth personal. He's got 15 points, but he just picks up his fourth. And with 36.6 seconds left, Dort College can essentially seal it if they make free throws and take care of the basketball. Free throw on the way by Cliff is up and down. What a game he has had. Determination tonight for Warner. Cliff, I believe, with 29 unofficially. Going for 30 right here. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Clifford with the two free throws. Dort College by 7 again. A three-possession lead. You can foul on the perimeter. Make him shoot more free, or make him inbound the ball. Shot is blocked on the perimeter. Rebound taken away. Dort College with it. And Vogel is fouled on the rebound. 79-72, and now you start to see some people put on the coats and head for the exits. When you're a visiting team on the road in the GPAC, there is no better sight than watching the home team, the home crowd, leave early. It doesn't happen often. Vogel, free throws up, good. Jordan Vogel with 10 points. Dort College by 8. 80-72, Dort College by 8. So another free throw on the way for Vogel, and they're evidently checking if Warner has some blood on him. 30 points for Cliff tonight. What a game the junior from Altoona has had. Second free throw by Vogel is up and down. This one was won on the defensive end, though, guys. 81-72, Dort College with a 9-point lead. Rudine will drive in. Layup is good. Rudine with 10, Dort College by 7, 81-74. Take care of the basketball. Make free throws. Timeout on the floor. Morningside has just used up their last timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College 81, Morningside 74, 20.1 seconds left. Dort College will inbound. Morningside, I would imagine, will commit a foul. Make sure you stay tuned for the Wireless World post-game show following the conclusion of our contest this evening. Lindbergh gets it into Kachi, and Kachi is fouled immediately by Trent Miller. Miller picks up his seventh. The second, Austin Kachi, will shoot a pair. Dort College with a chance to seal things at the free throw line. Dort College by 7, 19.3 seconds left. Some grit and determination tonight by the defenders. Let's see if they can carry it forward. Free throw is up. No good by Kachi. That has not happened much this year. In fact, out of 45 attempts, that's only happened 5 times. Now he's 40 for 46. A second free throw on the way for Austin Kachi. He is up, and that one's good. So Austin makes one of two. He's got 16. And the Defenders lead 82-74. Three-pointer no good on the other end. Fight for the basketball. Kick out pass. Shot is blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound Warner, and that's just about going to do it. 8 seconds left. Warner in the backcourt. And Danny Rudine will be fouled on the play. Rudine will commit a foul on the play. And Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 6.2 seconds left. Dort College is going to earn their 20th win of the season today. Morningside will drop to 7-7 in the conference and 12-11 overall. Warner misses the free throw, his first miss tonight. 7-8 now from the free throw line, and Trevor Walthersdorf will check out of the ballgame. Matt Vandekamp checks in. Second free throw by Warner is good, and he's got 31. Dort College leads 83-74. 3 seconds left, and that's the final. Dort College, 83. Morningside, 74. Dort College, a 9-point victory this evening in Sioux City, a place that is difficult to come in and win. Dort College, just the second Great Plains Athletic Conference team to knock Morningside off in Sioux City this season. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll be back with the Wireless World post-game wrap-up show right after this. Welcome back to Allie Jim and the Rosen-Verdorn Sports Complex. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders hang on for an 83-74 victory. This was a game that was led by Morningside at 54-53. Dort College got back-to-back buckets to make it 57-54. It was then 60-56. Morningside unable to keep pace, though. Dort College led by three at 63-60, and with just under 6 minutes to go, it was 63-62. Morningside had to trim it down to a one-point lead. Dort College, though, went on a 8-0 run to take a 9-point lead, 70-62. Morningside would get as close as 74-70 after Dort College extended it to 10. Back-to-back threes, though, by the Mustangs cut it to 4. But an old-fashioned three-point play by Cliff Warner extended the lead to 3 possessions. And the Defenders go on to win 83-74. The Dort College Defenders led this evening by Cliff Warner. What a night the junior had. 31 points from the, in terms of scoring. Also had 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 steal in 38 minutes of play. For the Mustangs, they were topped by Kevin Zaz with 15 points. Let's continue on with a look at the numbers then during our Wireless World post-game wrap. Let's take a look, first of all, at the Defenders shooting. 28 of 57 from the floor, 49.1%. 8 of 17 on threes, 47.1%. 19 for 30 on free throws, 63.3%. For the Mustangs, 29 of 69 from the floor, 42%. 6 for 19 on threes, 31.6%. 10 for 12 on free throws, 83.3%. Dort College held a 44-32 rebounding advantage. They blocked 7 shots, committed 17 turnovers. Morningside committed 11. Morningside had 14 steals. Dort College had 8. Cliff Warner, 31 points to lead the Defenders, 9 of 13 from the floor, 5 of 8 on three-pointers, 8 for 9 on free throws. 16 for Austin Kachi, 6 for 13 from the floor. 13 for Jordan Vogel. 7 each for Trevor Walthersdorf and Kyle Lindbergh. 7 for Chris Sievers off of the bench. Tyler Walthersdorf had 2 points. For the Mustangs, they got 15 from Kevin Zaz, 14 from Garth Hamilton, 13 from Brian Borchers, 10 from Danny Rudine, 9 for Storm Throne, 5 for Tanner Ferguson, 5 for Trent Miller, and 3 for Joel Haveman. The Defenders were led in rebounding tonight by Kyle Lindbergh. He had 10 rebounds, 4 offensive and 6 defensive. 6 rebounds each for Austin Kachi, Trevor Walthersdorf, and Sean Kaiser. 4 for Jordan Vogel. 2 for Chris Sievers. 2 for Tyler Walthersdorf. For Morningside, Brian Borchers had 8. Tanner Ferguson had 8. 4 for Garth Hamilton. 3 for Joel Haveman. 3 other players had 2 rebounds each. assists. Cliff Warner had four. Jordan Vogel had four. Trevor Walterstorff credited with three assists. Mustangs, Danny Rudine and Trent Miller had five assists each, four for Garth Hamilton, three for Kevin Zaas. Six steals tonight for Trent Miller. He was pretty good on defense tonight. Kevin Zaas had three steals. Brian Borchers had two. For the defenders, Kyle Lindberg had three. Jordan Vogel had two. Kyle Lindberg had three blocked shots. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma on the Wireless World postgame show right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room. He's going to visit with me now. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations. After Saturday, your team came out, looked like very focused. And you can talk about winning this one on the offensive end, but really it was about intensity and defense, and your guys did a pretty good job of carrying that out this evening.
Yeah, Mike, really thought that tonight was our best defensive effort of the year. Thought our guys really got after it. I thought the intensity was outstanding. I thought our concentration in terms of what we wanted to try to eliminate was there. I thought our guys did a great job of supporting each other on the floor. And we played. This is obviously the best game we played since Christmas.
First half seesaw battle. You felt like you were going to get a lead, then Morningside would come back. You got a lot of players into the ball game. At one point, you went to Matt Vandekamp for your 10th player. You were logging a lot of minutes with some people, but at the same time, you still had just enough of a cushion that you could go to your bench the way you wanted to and keep things fresh going into halftime up by four.
Right. I thought those minutes that Matt gave us were important to get Trevor off the floor for a little bit in the first half. And I thought, T.J. Malone, his 2 minutes just getting Cliff off the floor was important. And we don't have a lot of room for error when you come to this place. It's a hard place to play. And I thought that we got good contributions 1 through 10 tonight.
What were you doing well in that first half that allowed you to get a 39-35 lead?
I thought we moved the ball well. I thought we made extra passes out of the double team when they went and doubled our posts. I thought we also did a nice job with Chris Sievers and Tyler and Kyle Lindberg each having two fouls relatively early in the first half and making it through with the guys that we had on the floor. Vogel was playing a lot of minutes and he was hurting a little bit, but to get him through and to get those guys through was pretty important.
Second half. Early on, you just could never pull away. You'd get up by four. You'd have possession of the basketball. You'd get a good look at a shot, or they'd force a turnover. It just felt like you were right on the brink of breaking, getting a little bit of a cushion, and Morningside, to their credit, didn't allow you to do that for most of the second half.
These guys are as tough a team as you're going to play against defensively. They get after it, and we were obviously hoping to get a little separation and get a run, and it just never really came there until the tail end of the game there. But our guys did a good job of staying focused and looking for that opportunity and seeking it. And there were countless hustle plays, scrambles all over the floor. I mean, there were bodies all over tonight, and some we won and a few we didn't. But, like I said, the effort was outstanding. You and I talked today. We weren't sure if we were going to win today or not, but we were quite certain that we were going to get a great effort from our guys, and we certainly got that tonight.
Cliff Warner, 31 points, big shot after big shot, it seemed, and he did a lot of things well for your team tonight.
And the kid's good. He's just very, very good at manipulating the game for us, and I use that word, but he just puts other kids on the floor in spots to be successful. And he had four assists, but he sets passes up well in advance that sometimes he doesn't get credit for because the ball's being rotated. But that's one side of it. And the other is, like you mentioned, he just dropped some big shots tonight from the perimeter when the shot clock was winding down, when we needed a basket in a bad way, when we were losing momentum. He really responded.
Kyle Lindberg. The 7 points don't look that like anything special, but he had some great defensive help plays. When they would penetrate, he came over, and I think he got credit for three block shots. He might have had more, but he had what we call a good floor game tonight in a lot of aspects.
Yeah, Mike, he played outstanding. Every team's got one or two X factors, and when Kyle brings energy, were pretty good. He had 10 rebounds, three blocks, three steals. Just really did some outstanding things. He had some big blocks there at the end of the game.
Well, from here, it turns into a big ball game on Saturday. Briarcliff is going to beat Northwestern, it looks like, by about 20 points. You lost to Briarcliff down in Sioux City, a game that you didn't feel like you played your best. I wouldn't say your guys have been waiting for this opportunity because you got to play one at a time, but it should be a fun game to get ready for, I would say, on Saturday back at the DeWitt Gymnasium.
Yeah, Mike, they're playing really well right now, and obviously with their win over Northwestern by that magnitude tonight, that verifies that even more. But you know, we just have to make sure we're ready to go and not be up and down like we have a little bit here and the post Christmas season. Certainly going to be a great atmosphere on Saturday afternoon, and really our guys are looking forward to that.
Coach, anything else you'd like to add that I've been missing?
Nope, just a good bounce back win for us, and I think we really showed some grit here tonight, and it was great for our guys to come out and play the way they did.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you, Mike.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and they've just gone final over at the Newman Flanagan Center, so we can wrap it up here. Basketball scores from tonight, men's play. Doan over Concordia 102-93. Briarcliff over Northwestern 82-60. Nebraska Wesleyan over Midland 72-69. Dort College over Morningside of the game you just heard 83-74. Mount Marty over Dakota Wesleyan 56-52. Here's how the standings shake out right now. Dort College a half game up on Briarcliff. Dort's 11-3. Briarcliff's 10-3. Northwestern is now a game off at 9-4. Midland with their loss today drops to 8-6. Morningside is 7-7. Then you've got a little separation. Hastings 5-8. I beg your pardon. Mount Marty actually leapfrogs into that next spot, 6-8. So not much separation there. Then you've got a 5-9 team Concordia, 5-8 team Hastings, 5-9 team Nebraska Wesleyan, 5-9 team Doan, 4-9 team Dakota Wesleyan. Pretty tight from top to bottom. On the men's side. In women's basketball, it was Concordia over Doan, 78-57. Northwestern over Briarcliff, 89-88. Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan, 68-52. Morningside over Dort, 81-66. Mount Marty over Dakota Wesleyan, 71-68. Women's standings, Concordia is 12-2. Morningside is 11-3. Briarcliff and Northwestern are both 10-3. Mount Marty is 8-6. Hastings is 7-6 in women's play. Doan is 6-8. Dakota Wesleyan 4-9. Dort 4-10. Nebraska Wesleyan 2-12. Midland is 1-13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Once again, our final scores. Dort College splits with Morningside. The Morningside women defeat Dort College 81-66. The Dort College men defeat Morningside 83-74. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker.